The expert segment sponsored by the Sparrows Sports Medicine and Sparrows Michigan Athletic Club. Today's expert is Randy Pearson. He's an MD and director for MSU Sports Medicine's Fellowship and Team Physician for MSU Football. Dr. Pearson, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, you got the best job in the world. Around those football players all day, that must be so cool.
Yeah, it's one of my four jobs, so...
Well, let's talk about a very serious topic, and I think over the last 5 to 10 years, not only in the NFL, but locally with our children, and as the father of two kids who play four different sports a year, we worry about concussions. As a matter of fact, there are two kids on each one of my son's soccer teams and one on one of my son's football teams that wear special headgear to protect them against concussions. Concussions are very serious, especially for our children.
That's absolutely true. And actually, the younger the athlete, the more serious it can be and the longer it can take for them to recover.
All right. What is a sports-related concussion?
Well, a concussion is, in simple terms, it's a bruise to the brain. It's an injury that's caused because the brain moves quickly inside the skull. And that can happen actually from any kind of contact, whether it's a head to another head or a head to another part of the body or even a head to the ground.
What are the signs and symptoms of concussions, and what should athletes and parents look for?
Classically people have said, well, loss of consciousness and that sort of thing are the classic signs, but a lot of concussions that we see are much more subtle. So things like headache, a little bit of blurring of vision, some fogginess or a little bit delay in being able to process information. All of those are kind of subtle signs that a brain injury may have occurred.
Are the symptoms different for children than they are for older athletes?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that every concussion is different, even from one, even in the same athlete, from one concussion to another. So, the physician or the athletic trainer has to be really aware of all of the different symptoms that can occur, because anytime an athlete has a head injury and then has some kind of an alteration in their brain function, it could indicate a concussion.
Once someone has a concussion, are they more likely to have another one, or is it easier for them to have a second, third, and so on?
Yeah, people have studied that a lot. I don't think that the evidence actually shows that people are more apt to have concussions, but the problem is that they place themselves in a position to have a concussion. So their activity, because of, whatever the position that they play or the sport that they play, may predispose them to having concussion.
What's the recovery time for a concussion?
Variable. I've seen people who have recovered completely within 24 hours, and then there are others who take weeks and even months to recover. And that's one of the hard things about concussions, that we can't predict ahead of time how long it's going to take for an athlete to recover.
Do we know what the chances are that an athlete will sustain a concussion?
There's no prediction. We can't really tell. It'd be nice if we could, because then we could make efforts to try and protect those athletes. And, we do the best we can with making sure that they have appropriate headgear and helmets. Rules in football to avoid head-to-head contact, all those things to try and prevent concussions from occurring.
On average, how many sports-related concussions do you see a year?
I probably see, because I cover fall football and spring football at MSU, I probably see 15 or 20 a year.
Heading a soccer ball, is that good for the head?
That's actually one of my pet peeves. I think especially in younger soccer players where their neck muscles are not totally developed, that can cause the head to move quite rapidly during a heading maneuver. And so for those younger kids who play soccer, I recommend that they wear a helmet.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I've seen those wraparound headgears. Do they help, or should they wear more of a helmet? What does it look like, a bike helmet or a hockey helmet?
Yeah, the younger kids' helmets are they're sort of like motorcycle shells or something like that. Where they can get some protection to their head. Really, though, the important thing for younger kids who play soccer is, until their neck muscles are developed, I would discourage them from heading the ball. And that's kind of contrary to what a lot of coaches feel, but that's just my medical.
trying to get my kids in headgear like that. I know a lot of kids would feel, I don't know, kind of funny and maybe get made fun of. What can we do to encourage that, to make it more cool, if you will, for the kids?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the same thing with bicycle helmets. You know, the old style bicycle helmets did look kind of nerdy, but then they started making them with cool decals and good colors and things like that, you know, and once they start doing that sort of thing, I think it'll be more popular with kids.
All right, and as we let you go, Doctor, what would you tell parents and youth coaches like me? I'll be coaching football. What would you tell us about concussions and what we need to do to learn more?
The important thing is to know your athletes, because by knowing your athletes, like I know the football players at MSU, I can tell when something's different. And if you suspect a concussion, the best treatment is to sit the athlete down, take them out of participation, let their brain rest until it goes back to normal.
All right. We have been talking with our Sparrow expert, Dr. Randy Pearson. He's the director of MSU Sports Medicine, the director of MSU Sports Medicine Fellowship, and the team physician for MSU football. Randy, the next time you head down on the sideline, I'll take one of those passes and I'll tape and do whatever you need me to do.
Great. You'll have to get in line with a lot of other
people. All right. Thanks, Dr. Pearson.
All right, Tony. Take care.